Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! 'Cause it's a new season, it's a new day. It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Maybe you might relate to what we're saying here a little bit better
If you remember the words of that prophetic song by Diana Ross.
Hi, Aaron.
What's she say, Mark?
I'm coming.
For joining me this morning on Favor Factor Radio for Jumpstart Monday. What better way to start your day than with a boost, a healthy boost, a positive boost in a more positive way than to join me today on Jumpstart Monday for an extra boost in your faith, an extra boost in your confidence, an extra boost. Hallelujah, just in knowing who you are and being confident in the things that God has called you to be. Good morning to all of you. This is our new time for Jumpstart Mondays, every Monday at 8 a.m. Every Monday at 8 a.m. we do have a new flyer up for the times of Jumpstart, of not only Jumpstart Monday, but the times of our radio broadcast, which is located on our PCBM page. It's located on some of our PCBM staff pages, and it's also on our website, or will be on our website today. So if you want to follow us, continue to follow us, please continue, ma'am, sir, to join us on Favor Factor Radio every Monday, every Tuesday, every Thursday, amen, for a boost in your faith. I want to invite you to something that is happening this week. It is the annual prayer conference of Passion for More Ministries, hosted by Pastor Designate Elder Altron Slade himself. I'm telling you, you better get ready. This weekend is going to be awesome. It will begin on this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Amen. Prayer Conference 2015, 7:30 p.m. with Apostle Tanya Hunter here in the city of Greensboro, North Carolina at the Quality Inn and Suites Ballroom, 2112 West Meadowview Road in the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, located off of High Point Road. That's this coming Friday at 7:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, March the 7th, yours truly will be bringing forth the word on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. But before that, on Saturday morning beginning at 10 a.m., will be the workshops. And those are going to be very powerful. Three powerful speakers will be coming forth during our workshops. We have none other than from the Raleigh area, my dear sister, my administrator, who I'm proud to call my sister, Elder Charis Jones, is going to be doing one of the workshops. Elder Lolita Crank, and none other than Apostle Eddie Bass III himself. And we are excited about what God is going to do in this conference. Registration was $20. Amen. Was $20 today. Today only is the last day that you are able to pay your $20 for registration for the workshops and for the brunch after the workshop. So we want you to pay your registration $20 today. After today, registration will be $30. You will be able to register at the door when you get there. You will be able to register at the door when you get there to receive your packet, receive your free brunch after the workshops on Saturday. We want you to be there. So please, ma'am, please register. You can register today by going to our website, pcbministries.com, clicking on the donate button, amen, and sending your registration of $20 in the comment section of when you send your seed. Please note that seed is specifically for your registration for the prayer conference. Those of you who are wanting to stay, rooms are available. Rooms are available at the Quality Inn. Rooms are available at the Quality Inn. And to get them for the rate, just announce that you will be there for the prayer conference, and you'll be able to get them for the rate that they're giving us. So we're excited about it. We're hoping to see all of you there. We pray that this is going to be one of the best prayer conferences that we have had, and we know that God is going to move mightily. We know that God is going to speak a word, and we know that something great is going to happen and change in your life, amen, during this prayer conference. So we're excited about that. Good morning to you, 336-919-252. It is indeed a pleasure, all of you. 410, good morning to you. It is a pleasure to be able to share the word of the Lord with you this morning concerning the next move for your life or concerning you just being happy in your life. Good morning to all of you. Amen. So I was plundering and asking the Lord, what to share? How do we start off our week? What is it that you want us to know, or what is it that you want us to do? Amen. I'm sorry. Good morning to all of you as well who are logging in over the internet. We want to say good morning to you as well. All of you in Georgia, good morning to you. And I began to ask the Lord, amen. I said, so what is it that you want us to know? And the Lord began to drop in my spirit concerning, and I really want to talk to you this morning, amen, concerning being selfish or happy. Being selfish or happy. And a lot of times in the body of Christ, we have a lot of selfish people, amen. And I'm sorry, but sometimes selfishness can hinder you from being happy. But it's a choice that you can make. Be selfish or happy is a choice that you can make. When I begin to understand the definition of selfishness, it simply means to having or showing concern only for yourself and not for the needs or feelings of other people. I ask a lot of times, God, I don't want to be surrounded by people who are always, you know, so concerned about themselves and can't see the need of other people, don't see their other people's feelings, always concerned about their feelings, always on edge. When you have to be on edge all the time about your feelings and you wanting to hurt somebody before somebody hurt you, that is a very unhealthy and unhappy lifestyle to live. And God, I don't believe that the Lord wants us to live that way. I believe that He wants us to live happy and free. And when you're happy, that just gives you a feeling of pleasure and enjoyment because of your life, because of situation, or pleased or glad about a particular situation or event. You know, how many people can say that they're happy all the days of their life? How many people can say that they're happy 2 days out of the week? Amen. It's always something that comes up, always something that brings you to a place of uncertainties or not being happy, whether it's your surroundings or whether it's the people that surround you, or whether it's just you, whether it's yourself. Amen. So one of the greatest lessons that I've learned is that you can be both selfish. You can't be both selfish and happy at the same time. It doesn't work that way. I know this is true through my own personal experience. Amen. But more importantly, the Bible has some things to say about the attitude we should have about ourself. Amen. For example, love is not selfish. In the Amplified Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily. I face death every day and die to self. Amen. There is something inside of us that we can kill on a daily basis. No matter what your issue, no matter what your struggle, no matter what it is that you're dealing with, there's something that's on the inside of you that should die daily, which basically means that he was not self-seeking, but instead focused on doing what God called him to do with his life. God is calling you to do something with your life. Don't just sit there and watch life pass you by. God is calling you to do something with your life. Get out the bed. Hallelujah. Go walk around the neighborhood. Meet somebody new. Glory to God. We often talk about new connections, new doors, and new opportunities. They're not going to come to us. Sometimes we have to take action. Sometimes we have to make an initiative. Yes, we want new cars. Yes, we want new houses. Yes, we want new opportunities. Yes, we want new employment. But it's not coming if you don't take an initiative. And stop with the pity party. My Lord, stop being so pitiful about your situation that you find yourself becoming selfish, having self-gain, or every little thing that you get, you hold on to it because you don't want to go work. So somebody give you a little piece of change, give you a little piece of money, and you go to church and you say, well, I'm holding on to this because I don't have no job. The devil is a liar. Glory to God. You reap where you sow. And so in that season of not having is the best place for you to be able to put to action, God, I still trust you, even though I don't have the job yet. And yes, I was just blessed with this, but I'm going to trust you, and I know that my job is coming. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to fill out the applications. I ain't talking about just sitting at home. Sometimes people need to see your face. Glory to God. People need to see who you are. People need to see your face. I filled out, I did this, I did that, but nothing's happening. Oh, and then we start to fall into, I'm just not happy. You're not happy with your life because you're trying to control your life when God is in control of your life. There are also scriptures that teach us the importance of having self-control. Glory to God. Galatians 5:23. It lists self-control as a fruit of the Spirit. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says that in Christ we have a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. There is no balance in the body of Christ. And so that's why we are unhappy. We don't have a well-balanced life. And I'm going to be doing another series talking about being balanced. You have to be balanced. Amen. And everybody get upset when you start talking about that word balance. But listen, you have to be well-balanced. If you're married, you have to be balanced. You have to balance ministry with your job and with your family. Come on, somebody. Amen. You have to balance because if not, you're going to lose something or someone. And so you want to make sure that you're balanced. And then if you're single, you know, or not single, amen, those of you who are always, you know, it's wonderful to I don't want to get condemned for what I'm about to say. Hallelujah, because it seems like I get condemned all the time for the things that I say. So Lord, help me to say this correctly. It is wonderful to assemble yourselves in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. But it is also a more wonderful thing to enjoy your life. My God, I'm telling you, the Lord does not want you to go through life, and He does not want to bless you with being wealthy and with good jobs and making good money and just for you to just sit around your home and go buy flowers and plant your flowers. Is that what you like to do? Then wonderful. But it's also good to go on a vacation. It's also good to have a disciplined lifestyle. It's also good, amen, to go to dinner, get dressed up, take yourself to a movie, or go out with some friends. Amen. It's wonderful to have a well balanced. Don't let your life pass you by while you're sitting in your room with your blinds closed, with the covers over your head, always complaining because of what you can't do. You can do it. The only thing that you need to do is begin to have a well balanced lifestyle. If you've lived very long, you realize that not being selfish requires self-control because we're all born with a human nature that is selfish. Think about how babies act. They are only concerned with what they need and usually cry when they don't get their way. My Lord, I don't want no babies around me, not unless it's a one that's a real baby. Amen. I don't want no 50-year-old babies around me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thankfully, when we experience new life in Christ, we die to sins. Romans 6:11 says, even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken, but alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. But even though we die to sin, sin does not die. That's why we have to continually make the decision over and over again to choose to do the right thing on purpose. And we have what it takes in Christ to do what's right, whether we feel it or not. You've got to discover your true identity, and you've got to discover your true destiny. Amen. You've got to discover your true identity, and you've got to discover your true destiny. My Lord, hallelujah. And so what does that mean? That means as Christians, we're destined to be molded into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're destined to be molded into the image of Jesus Christ. And you can read that in Romans 8 and 29. Jesus is the greatest example of what it meant to love others and not live a selfish life. If I love people as some people claim to love me, or if I love people based on how they treated me or based on how they talked about me, hallelujah, I would live a very selfish life, because I would only be loving very few people. Amen. Glory to God. I will only be loving very few people. But when you have the love of Christ on the inside of you, it goes beyond what people say. It goes beyond what people think. It goes beyond how people treat you. Amen. Because you have to understand that you don't want anything hindering your destiny. You don't want anything hindering your walk. You don't want anything hindering your way. Amen. 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. No matter what you did, no matter what your circumstances were, no matter what your issue was, no matter what your struggle, no matter what it was, he laid down his life for you. That is real love. Now, the problem that I have in the body of Christ is that we will quote the scripture, I'll lay down my life for my friend. I'll do anything for my pastor. I'll do anything for my brother. I am my brother's keeper. And the minute that your brother becomes overtaken, instead of praying, instead of fasting, instead of covering, we begin to use our mouths to kill and damage them even the more, when that is not real love. Real love is exemplified in actions, not in just word. It's not in just what you say, but it's in what you do. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. The scripture shows us that Jesus gave everything when he demonstrated his love for us, and we are to follow his example. The truth is, loving others is not always easy. Hello, somebody. Come on here. Loving others is not always easy. It's not. Amen. I'm going to help somebody get boosted this week. Amen. We're going to start loving people right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The truth is that it's not always easy to love. It's not always easy. Loving others is not always easy. And it always costs us something. It costs us time, money, convenience, etc. Amen. We could go on. The list can go on. But through our relationship with him, we can find the strength and ability to love others. And so if you have a real relationship with Christ, it begins to override everything that you feel, everything that you know. Amen. All of that. And it opens up a new kind of love. It opens up a new kind of love. It opens up a new kind of love. A covering love. Glory to God. Protecting love. Hallelujah. What if somebody did to you what you do to someone else, and then in return you say, well, I thought you loved me. How many times have we heard that? Amen. I thought you loved me. I thought you said you loved me. If you loved me, you wouldn't hurt me. And I get so sick and tired of hearing the thing, well, I don't hurt you. It's not something that I did on purpose. Oh, shut up. Hallelujah. My thing in the body of Christ is we're using these cliches and we're using these things so common that we're forgetting how easy it is to not be able to have the real love that Christ exemplified. So, but through our relationship with him, we can find the strength and ability to love others, even when it seems to cost more than we think we can give. So God is faithful to give us his love, his grace, and wisdom to reach out and be a blessing to others. And when we do, we end up receiving more joy and peace than we had before. That's why some of you are going to have the best week of your life, because God is going to fill you with a new kind of love. Love that covers. God's love, the Bible says that his love covers a multitude of sin. And so when we say, well, I want to be like Christ, that means that I have a love to cover you. Come on here, somebody. I have a love to cover you. Tears are filling up in my eyes this morning because I'm saying to God, irregardless of what someone may have said concerning my brother, someone may have said concerning my sister. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that I still have a love to cover them. And the reason why I have a love to cover them is because I no longer see them there. Amen. And sometimes it is important to understand that God doesn't expect you to take this to such an extreme that you don't take care of yourself. We need to use wisdom so we can be healthy emotionally. A lot of us are unhealthy emotionally. A lot of us are unhealthy emotionally, mentally, and physically while we're helping others. For example, and following Jesus' example, remember to make your relationship with God your number one priority and do what he puts in your heart to do. So you have to make not emotional decisions. Please help me. You have to make not emotional decisions. Amen. You have to make sure that your mindset, that mentally and physically, that you're not losing strength while trying to give strength. Amen. Let me say that one more time. That just helped me. Lord, have mercy. You want to make sure that mentally and physically you're not losing strength while trying to give strength. And what does that mean? That means that you have to also take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you are taking care of you, that you're in the position to where you have that mindset, that the right mindset, the right mindset. Somebody say, Lord, give me the right mindset. Hallelujah, because the world is full of lonely, hurting people. Yes, it is. It's full of lonely, hurting people. How do I know? Because I deal with them every day. I deal with lonely, hurting people every day. Well, you say, well, how are they lonely? They have a family. They married. They got 5 kids. And it seems that they happy. Seems like she happy. Seems like he happy. Hallelujah. You can be surrounded by 20,000 people and still be lonely and still be hurting. My Lord, hallelujah. I was surrounded by church people, going to church, doing church, singing and everything, and everybody gravitating to you. At the same time, I was still lonely. I was still hurting. I was still longing for something. And the Lord was saying to me, after I came out of all of that and broke out of all that, the only reason that I couldn't come out was because I did not have the right mindset. We are looking for people to give us something that only God has. I'm going to say that one more time. We're looking for people to give us something that only God has to give us, only God has to offer us. We cannot find peace in people. We cannot find real love. And let me tell you, I want to help y'all on this line and listening over the internet this morning. Do not put your whole trust in man. That is the word of God. Do not put your complete and total trust in man. Amen. When you start saying, I trust you completely, I love you wholeheartedly. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust you completely. How are you going to trust man completely and you don't trust God to bring you out of the situation that you're in right now? My God, you can trust man with your life, but you can't trust God with your light bill. Woo! I'm helping, not only am I helping somebody, but I'm helping myself. Amen. I'm going to leave that part alone because that's a whole nother area that we can get into. But I thank God for it. I thank God for learning love. I want to encourage you to get rid of a what about me syndrome. Amen. Mindset. And instead pray, God, show me someone who needs a blessing. Show me someone I can help. God is not going to reveal something to you for you to hold it. God's going to reveal it to you for you to pray and help. Amen. Touch somebody. I'm about to say touch somebody and tell them. Hallelujah. If you sit next to somebody, then tell them. Amen. Or text somebody and tell them, God's going to allow me to pray and help you this week. Amen. God's going to allow me to pray for you and help you this week. This is the week where we're going to help somebody. Yes, Lord. We're going to pray for somebody else other than ourselves and other than our issue and other than our concerns. Amen. We all have room to grow in our relationship with God. And learning how to reach out to others is a big part of that process. Oh, my goodness. It is a big part of that process. I ain't going to say no names. Glory to God. But I rebuke one of my adjutants. Oh, yes, to the God up in heaven. I did. Not all the time is it our plan. And not all the time is it God's will for us, for the head leader, to always be the one to encourage someone. If God puts it in your spirit, he don't have to come sit in your lap. Glory to God. It could be in your heart to encourage someone, and you do not do it. You know what? You have a selfish spirit. And if you don't do it, how do you know that your encouraging words, the words that come out of your mouth, glory to God, might be something to save or be something to make that person's day. Glory to God. Selfishness and always trying to meet your own needs puts you in a position of weakness. But the more you trust God to meet your needs, the more you'll be free to help others and the happier you'll be. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not only going to sing, I like living this kind of life. Well, ain't no need of us singing it if we ain't going to live the best life. Hallelujah. If we're gonna continue to be unhappy, unhealthy all the days of our life, you're in a situation you don't need to be in. You're in a relationship that's tearing you apart. You don't know what to do. You live happy or it's going to kill you. Amen. So all this going to church and all this professing that you happy and free, the devil is a lie. Don't even sing because I'm happy. I feel like singing this morning. You ain't happy for real. It's a facade. Hallelujah. You're trying to put on a show. You're trying to put on the front because everybody know that, oh, this is the best. Y'all just so cute together. Oh, Pastor Breeze look like he just got it going on. Oh, in the inside, I'm being torn apart. I'm not happy for real. Glory to God. Well, I am. Let me correct that because I'm happy. Glory to God. But I'm using me as a, I can use me. I can talk about me because don't nobody know me better than me. But there was a time where I would tell people I was happy. I would tell people that, you know, that this was the best week of my life. And, oh, my God, and this going to be this and this going to be that. And I was saying it to the people. I wasn't believing it for myself. And I would get off the phone from ministering to somebody or finish preaching that this is the week of no lack. And guess what? I was faced with my own unhappiness. And when I began to be faced with my own unhappiness, I had to come into realization that only I could make myself happy. Only I could start to believe it or not say it at all. That's what I'm saying to you today. You're going to have to believe it. It's not enough just to say it. My God, but you got to get your mindset right to the point to where you believe it. You believe it. You believe it. You're going to be happy irregardless. Somebody might make you mad. Somebody might say something that you don't want to hear. Somebody might say something or bring something else up about when they remember when. So what? This is your happy moment. This is not just a moment, and I take that back, but this is your happy life. This is how you're going to live your life for the rest of your life. Are you going to have obstacles? Yes. Are you going to have things to come up to you? Yes. Are you going to have things to confront you? Yes, all the time. But guess what? God is calling for you to be confident in you. Know who you are. Don't worry about it. God is going to make you happy. I used to be self-centered. Yes, I'm talking about me. I used to be self-centered and focused on getting my way all the time, and I was miserable. But now I am happier than I've ever been because I don't spend all my time thinking about what I want, what I think, and how I feel. The truth is, you can't be happy if the center of your life is you, point blank. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time because it helped me too. I said you cannot be happy if the center of your life is you. Imagine how different the world would be if everyone would just do one nice thing to help someone else every day. And I tell people all the time, I make it my business to be a blessing to somebody every single day. Because how you treat people is how somebody's going to treat you. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. How you treat people is how somebody's going to treat you. How you treat your kids, how you treat your husband, how you treat your leaders, how you treat your parents. Come on here. God, right, all of that is being wrote down. And so how you treat, don't get mad. Let me help the body of Christ. Don't get mad because I got a job. Don't get mad because I can go out and buy me some shoes, and you with me, and you can't buy no shoes. Well, boo, if you get up off your hind pots and go get you a job, and you'll be able to buy you some shoes like I got some shoes. Oh, my God, you got to make you happy. And making you happy, that means it's you're doing what it takes to make you happy by any means necessary. Glory to God. And I tell people all the time, I'm going to be happy with or without you. With or without you, I'm going to be happy. You have to listen. It can be so simple to put a smile on someone's face. Give a compliment. Give something away. I do it every single day. Take the time to listen. Open the door for someone. Let someone go before you in the line at the store. The list could just go on and on. There's so many things. And I think when we talk about making or doing something for somebody, everybody always gets this mentality that we're talking about spending money. No, that's not what we're talking about. If you got it to do it, then do it. When I'm talking about being a blessing to someone, I'm talking about seeing somebody on the street. They might be walking. You know, I ain't talking about just picking up some random person now. But, and you know, can I give you a ride today? Hallelujah. Can I take you up the street? Or do you need anything? You know, ask your neighbor. Get friendly with some of your neighbors. Amen. That look friendly. Glory to God. Amen. Don't be crazy now. Hallelujah. But, you know, sometimes I just do some nice random things even for my landlord. Hallelujah. Y'all know. Favor. And you do nice stuff for people. People do nice stuff for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it will work. It will work. It will work. It will work for your life. When you do something for somebody else, when you make something happen for somebody else, God makes it happen for you. And so that's why some of you don't have to want for anything, because you're always giving. Always giving throughout the year. Always giving all of your life. I like to say this all the time, because me and Lady Boone, we have this thing where when different holidays come up, you know, it's like it's no big thing for her, because she's like, well, I feel like I get Christmas all year round. You never know, a package might come to the door, or whenever we see each other, you know, we just have these little gifts for each other. And so that's throughout the year. So when Christmas comes, it's like, oh, it's just another day for us. But so we're able to celebrate the real reason, because it's something that you do throughout your life, throughout the year. And so make it your business to make it somebody's Christmas today. I'm going to post that on Facebook. Amen. Make it your business to make it someone's Christmas today. Amen. Make it your business to regularly reach out to people around you, encouraging them and meeting their needs as you're able to do it. Be determined each day to do at least one thing for someone else that makes their life better. Amen. Just be determined to help make somebody have a better life, help make somebody make better choices. Trust me, you'll discover that serving God by loving others is the most wonderful, exciting thing you can do. Hallelujah. Make it somebody's Christmas today, please. Make it somebody's Christmas today. Take somebody to lunch. Amen. Go buy somebody a nice gift set. Amen. Give somebody some perfume. Glory to God. Give them some soap. Hallelujah. Give them a bath set. Glory to God. I just believe that the body of Christ, we can be happy if we want to be happy. Don't let nothing spoil your day today. This is Jumpstart Monday, and this you're going to start this week off right. You're going to end this week off right. Hallelujah. You start to talk to yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, this is going to be one of the best weeks of my life. I don't care what happens at work. I don't care what happens at home. I don't care what happens when I go to church. I'm going to be happy. Make you happy. Hallelujah. And while making you happy, help make someone else happy. I believe that God wants to do that for you today. I love all of you. I pray that this has been a blessing, that this has jump-started your Monday, that it's going to jump-start your week. May the Lord bless you real good is my prayer. And whatever you need, always remember that God has it. And guess what? And you don't believe in yourself, I believe in you. May you have a wonderful, a very blessed, and a very prosperous Monday. The favor of God be upon your life.
I know you're discouraged. I can feel your heart. I have a message for you. Kelly.
Feeling blue, hold on, be strong. God.
you have.